Number 1. Students from a medical school in the United States are learning emergency medical techniques from advanced simulator patients. Students from a medical school in the United States are learning emergency medical techniques from advanced simulator patients. Number 2. Hurst also manages the computer and monitoring systems in the control room. Hurst also manages the computer and monitoring systems in the control room. Number 3. This simulator is one of a family of 3 mannequin patients at Georgetown University. This simulator is one of a family of 3 mannequin patients at Georgetown University. Number 4. Watching from another room, she can assess the nurse's ability to respond to unpredictable situations. Watching from another room, she can assess the nurse's ability to respond to unpredictable situations. Number 5. The students are given feedback on their performance, enabling them to take those lessons back to the clinics and hospitals. The students are given feedback on their performance, enabling them to take those lessons back to the clinics and hospitals.